QST, QST, QST. This is the St. Augustine Amateur Radio Society Wednesday evening phone net. My name is Alan, and I will be your net control operator for this evening's net. My call sign is W4YO, but I'll be operating as N4AUG for the net. This net meets each Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. local time on this repeater. Purpose of the net is to share fellowship news and personal updates from the members and friends of SARS. This is an informal net. All are welcome, and we encourage your participation in the discussions. The protocol for the net is simple. I will call the roll and then invite each net member to make a comment, announce their news, or just tell the net what's on their mind. And I'm going to let it drop out for a second. After completing the first round of comments, I will invite each net member to make a second round of comments. After the second round, I'll close the net and return the repeater to normal amateur use. I'll now start the net roster. N2, P.E. Bob.
This is N2, P.E. Bob. Hey, good evening, Alan, and Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year to you, Bob. AK4N, John.
Hey, good evening, Alan, and everybody on the net. This is AK4N, John, and please mark me in and out, and Happy New Year.
Got you in and out. Yep, I got you in and out. KM4, PHI, Kevin.
Honey.
KK4, GGL, Rick.
KK4GTL, Rick, good evening all, Happy New Year. Mark me in and out, please.
Got you in and out, Rick. K4GOP, Dave.
K4GOP, Dave, good evening, everyone.
Evening, Dave, always glad to hear your voice. KB4OLY, Joe. And now I'm going to pause just a second because the next person I would have called, K4ZED Hink, is now a silent key. He had checked in 16 times in recent months. As I understand, he had to be transported home to get to his rig to be able to make those check-ins where he was staying at a nursing home. He passed away in December, and we will certainly miss him. Moving on, KK4THE Eric.
Wow, man.
WDASEL Larry. NN2T Richard.
Happy New Year, NN2T Richard.
Got you, Richard. KK4RXC, buddy. KC4LOV, Clint. KE4YAF, Ray. KD4QOF, Alan.
Broadcast engineer, talk to him.
KN4KJC, Linda.
This is Linda, KN4KJC. Happy New Year. If you'll mark me in and out, please. Thank you.
Got you in and out. Happy New Year. Thrilled that you checked in. KO4VOY Joe.
This is KO4VOY Joe. Happy New Year, everyone. I'm here.
Got you. Thank you for checking in. KO4PDI Mike. N4KA Web. N4ONO Tim. KQ4SXC Jim. Almost choked on your call sign, Jim. I remember you said you love that call sign. It's a good one. W2LJA, Barry. KPI, Dennis.
N4 KPI, Dennis. Happy New Year, everyone, and mark me in and out, please.
Got you in and out. Glad to hear you tonight, Dennis. KQ4 TRB, Jack. KO4YYN, Janet.
This is KO4YYN. I'll be in and out tonight. Thanks.
Got you in and out. Thrilled you checked in, though. K1JAX, Harlan.
Happy New Year, K1JAX.
Glad to have you. N6 PPO, Larry Bolster.
Harlan.
KS4IJ, Carl.
This is the KF4MX repeater system operating in St. Augustine, Florida.
KA3EHL, Chuck, over in Orange Park. KQ4OHB, William. KM4IIU, Bruce.
Poopoo in the condo.
KT4NN, Peter.
Poopoo in the condo.
KQ4WBO, Ted. And last on my list is KN4TGU, Todd. Okay, before I start the first round and, in fact, make some of my own comments, are there any late check-ins, people I might not have called, or just people that might want to check in? Please come now.
Kilo India 4, Romeo Hotel, Papa Pete in Ortega. Wanted to say Happy New Year, QSL.
Gotcha, Pete. Yes, I got you in Ortega. Thank you. I think I got your call sign right. Anybody else?
I'll be in the condo. Poo-pooing.
Okay, before I call the first one, I'm just going to make a comment that we're in ominous. We're starting off the new year with some ominous things. The incident down in New Orleans, which I've been watching the news about most all day, kind of an event that's close to home, and that we have a family tragedy involving something similar, another terrorist-type event. But, yes, those things can be very personal. It's not as big a world. I noticed on the news that some people from Jacksonville were there very close to that and just happened to leave a little bit earlier and just lucked out not being there on that street. That's enough for my whining. N2, P.E. Bob.
This is N2, P.E. Bob. Yeah, agreed, Alan. This is it's sad to hear some of the things going on these days. Just a couple items. Number one, there will be a memorial service for Hank on January 25th. Check your email tomorrow morning. I have something in queue to be sent out with the announcement and the details of that. And then also the first meeting of 2025 will be next Tuesday. It'll be online. Everyone should have received a meeting notice already. And we're planning to welcome the Vice Director of the ARRL just to do a little Q&A and give us some updates on what's happening at ARRL. N2PE, back to Ned.
Thank you very much. Okay, moving on down, Dave, K4GOP.
All right, good evening, everyone. This is K4GOP, Dave, up here in Jacksonville. I want to wish everybody a Happy New Year. This weekend, we've got some digital contests going on, if anybody wants to get into some digital contesting. This weekend's a good time to do it. And I will be out for the second go-around. Thanks for picking me up. K4GOP, back to the net.
Got you out for the second round, and thrilled you checked in this evening. Let's see, Richard, NN2T.
Good evening, it's Richard, NN2T. We're enjoying New Year's Day, notwithstanding the unfortunate circumstances. Our heart goes out to you, Alan and also to the others involved. But my challenge is TT32TT. I just can't seem to find them. And seems like everybody else does, so it's just not fair. So that's my whining. How's that? Anyways, NN2T, back to Ned.
Hey, just a comment. I did notice tonight I was out had something to look in my breaker box, and I realized I have a 60-amp breaker. Of course, that's a 220 breaker on related to heat. But anyway, like the emergency heating strips in my furnace. Anyway, just trivia, total trivia. Let's see. Joe, KO4VOY.
Yeah, nothing much to really report here. This is kind of crazy time going on, and everyone's kind of being on the lookout, dead on a swivel. At the same time, I did start getting back a little more into radio, started messing with DMR, went ahead and got registered for all that good stuff, and got the software going. And then I started messing with FDR, and finally was actually picking up some stuff on 15 meters today. So, you know, baby steps. But yep, working on trying to get that general this year. I think that's going to be my New Year's resolution. And with that...
Yeah, I think you got cut off, but I think you were right at the end. I think maybe your rig might have timed you out. But there's a second round. Let's see. Oh, Harlan, K1JAX.
Excuse me. Good evening, everyone. Harlan from Jacksonville, K1JAX. Oh, not much to report. Spent my Christmas vacation at my project house down in Putnam County in Pomona Park. Got me an antenna about 50 feet up in the air, a Diamond X510, and to my amazement, I could hit the W4IZ repeater on the Dames Point Bridge. I wasn't expecting that. And then even further, I could hit the W4NAS repeater in Briceville, which I was amazed at that. And of course the KF4MX, that was pretty easy. But that's what I did over Christmas time. Back to net control.
I'm fairly impressed with that performance. I know that when it comes to VHF, height means everything. So you're definitely proving that. Let's see. KI4RHPP down in Ortega. Not down, but up in Ortega.
Yes, sir. Good evening, Ned. This is Kilo India 4, Romeo Hotel Papa, Peter. Here in Ortega, I didn't quite question, I had to leave the room to go get my dinner, but I think it's what are we going to do in 25? I went through a lot of health issues at the end of 24. They're getting better now, and I'm looking forward to doing more ham, and for Christmas, I got an antenna tuner, and also an Anytone 6666. So I'm going to be playing with those things. Thank you so much, Ned. Happy New Year to all. KF4RHP.
This is the KF4MX repeater.
Okay, before I start the next round, are there any other late check-ins?
Kilo Alpha 3 Echo Hotel Lima.
Gotcha, Chuck. Do you want to go? You have comments? Would you like to go ahead?
No big comments. I did build a 10-meter antenna, a 10-meter J-pole, and it actually worked way better than the other antennas I used, and it was probably the first antenna I've built that I didn't hook up to a tuner for HF, and it worked great. So, 10-meter J-pole. Happy New Year, and hope to catch everybody next week. This is KA3EHL Chuck in Orange Park.
Glad you checked in. That's interesting about the J-pole. Are there any others before I start the second round? Okay, I'll jump back up to N2PE Bob.
This is N2PE. We just past couple weeks had a number of visitors through here, so limited time on on the HF radio. So looking forward to getting back on the air, especially 10 meters. Not sure how good the band's been lately. Heard a few things today, but didn't have too much time to operate. But with that, I look forward to seeing everyone on Tuesday night's meeting online, and wish everybody a good rest of the week. N2PE, back to net.
I'm looking forward to that meeting as well. I will definitely be online with you, and interesting to hear what the guys got to say. Never had one. I've never listened to one of those things from the ARRL, so I'm thrilled to listen. A couple little comments, or just one comment. I'd made a comment the other day to John. We were just chatting at lunch about electric vehicles, and I said how few actual fires there had been involving EVs, not counting the ones involving bicycles, which I think are the ones that are homemade, and golf carts, which are also like the home conversions, have had a number of fires. But regular EVs supposedly have very few actual, like, spontaneous fires. And then saw this thing about the Tesla truck blow it up. But as it turns out, it seems to be another part of the terrorist event. So be interesting to see how that news unfolds. So, again, enough of my ranting. NN2 Richard. NN2T Richard.
This is NN2T Richard. You were commenting about your breaker box, and I think I heard you say it had a 60-amp, 220-volt breaker. That's plenty of power to run a 2,000-watt amplifier for what it's worth. Anyways, I will continue on my quest for TT32TT, and sooner or later, I got to get one because the PSK reporter says there's a bunch of people around here receiving them, including me. Go figure that out. So, anyways, we have an adventure going on here, a DX adventure. Any suggestions? I'd love to hear them. NN2T, back to net.
I don't really have any worthwhile, but I will be following your continued adventures. Yours are always interesting. Let's see, KO4VOY Joe.
This is KO4VOY Joe. Yeah, I had a little battery failure there. I don't know where it kind of cut off, but I hope everyone's having a wonderful evening, staying warm, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, speaking of warm, I'm afraid that my heating system is, that has to do with why I was looking in the breaker box, maybe a little bit on the fritz. My wife's going to be distressed here if I can't have the house warm. I'll be calling some people tomorrow. Okay, let's see. Harlan, K1JAX up in Jacksonville.
Oh, good evening again. Oh, not much to say, but Happy New Year. I'm looking forward to the new year. I'm very optimistic that it's going to be a good year for my business, and I can buy some more radio equipment. Back to net control.
Hope you're on our call, meeting that's coming up. KI4RHP Peter.
Yes, sir. Not much to be said. I think I said it on the first round. Let everybody have a good year, and hope you guys all go to Hamcation. So enjoy your rest of your week. And Happy New Year, KI4RHP.
Good to hear you. Thank you for those comments. Let's see. KA3EHL, Chuck, you got anything else? I think you're usually a first-round person. Okay, before I close the net, are there any other late check-ins? Anybody want to come in and make a comment? Actually, with a call sign. Hearing none, the St. Augustine Amateur Radio Society, better known as SARS, wishes to thank you for your participation in tonight's net. We hope that you will join us again next Wednesday evening and every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. local time. As always, we wish to thank Jimmy, KF4MX, the owner and trustee for the use of this repeater for the net. We had not many check-ins tonight, 13. It's kind of not too bad for being as it's New Year's Day. This concludes the St. Augustine Amateur Radio Society Wednesday evening phone net. The net is now closed fairly early, 7:21 p.m. local time. The repeater is returned to normal use. N4AUG is clear, as is W4YO. Over.
Huggy, put on the Christmas tree in the condo.
Yeah, Huggy.
Wedding bells, wedding bells.
Huggy, put in my condo.
This is the KF4MX repeater system operating in St. Augustine, Florida.
Huggy Poo-Poo'd in the Pacific. Huggy Poo-Poo.
Howie.